Does the presence of antibodies of COVID-19 mean that individual has some sort of immunity to the virus? It's something actively being discussed and researched in the medical community. UBMD Physicians Group Executive Director Dr. Kevin Gibbons talks about how people should interpret their antibody results.
We don't know for sure that it implies lasting immunity. I would put forward that if I knew that one of my children was antibody positive, I would probably have him or her do the shopping.
Dr. Gibbons' colleague and chair of UB's pathology department, Dr. John Tomaszewski, says these data points in both viral and antibody testing help set baselines for advancement of research.
What we want to know is not just about the viral particles and the antibody response, but we want to know that over time. We want to know the curves that people are on and where they're at and where they're going.
Gibbons says Tomaszewski's put to rest the idea that COVID antibody testing could bring up false positives because of the presence of other antigens.
When the Abbott antibody test became available, you took sera from a bunch of patients from a few years ago and ran it through, and happily not a single one of them came through positive. It eliminated greatly the idea that, oh, there may be cross-antigenicity with a cold virus or something like that.
One way some researchers are trying to prove the effectiveness of antibodies in a vaccine for COVID-19, Gibbons says, is known as challenge testing, where known antibody holders are exposed to the virus. It's something being tried overseas, but he notes it's unlikely that will happen in the United States. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.